I am Pierre Lumumba, and I'm here at the Manzoni Wildlife Estate here in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya and in the continent of Africa. And today we focus on an important subject which started way back in 1857. This is sometimes referred to by its French name, Le Travailleur du Sénégalese, or Thiaroy. This is important because it was informed by a very interesting thing by a French military expeditionist who was coming from the premise that you needed to recruit individuals who would fight for the French. And the whole idea was informed by the assumption, it's an anthropological assumption that was made in not only in France, but in different parts of Europe, where it was argued that there are people who, by dint of how they were suited for combat. And the focus, of course, we say travailleurs Senegalese, but the people who were actually recruited into this particular force were not necessarily from what is modern day Senegal. Remember, we are talking about a territory whose name has changed over the years, so that if you are speaking in the contemporary terms, the people who are recruited were recruited from what is now Senegal, what is now Guinea, what is now Mali, what is now Chad, and what is now La Côte d'Ivoire. And there were different methods of recruitment in those early days. It was recruitment by conscription, it was recruitment by enticement, and in certain cases, even force was used for purposes of recruitment. And the reason why it was necessary to recruit in this manner is because France, like most European states, were involved in war, and you needed personnel who could be used in war. Of course, some of these individuals were fighting in territories that were hostile, but initially they were used in the wars of conquest, so that once they had been recruited, they would be deployed within their territory for purposes of conquest and for purposes of French control in the African territory. But when the World War started, these were the forces that were used by the French in the World War. And it is instructive that when they were taken to the war, they were taken to some of the most dangerous, most difficult areas for purposes of being used, to use a modern terminology, they were used as cannon fodder. And in that way, many of them succumbed. Remember that these are individuals from tropical Africa who had never seen snow, some of them. So the weather was a major factor in affecting their performance. In addition to that, there were diseases from which they were suffering. And this continued during the entire period when they were fighting. It is actually estimated that as many as 200,000 were recruited to serve in this manner. And they became part of the French riflemen, and they were incorporated. But unfortunately, the discrimination continued even when they served in the French army. Ultimately, of course, what happened is that they continued to serve the French even after the World War. And during the Second World War, the same group were actually used to good effect. And stories are now told and properly recorded that many of them who were captured by the Nazi administration of Adolf Hitler were subjected to discrimination. They were abused. Some of them were executed. And at the end of the World War, when the war was lost by the Germans and the fascists, they were demobilized. And it is in their demobilization that they were then kept at Camp Thiaroy, which became the center of the killings that happened in the year 1944. And what happened in 1944 is that they were making claims, number one, that having been demobilized, we are entitled to be paid, we are entitled to be given what is given to other soldiers, we are entitled to all the benefits. And of course, this did not happen, with the consequence that the punishment and the deaths occurred there occasioned by the French. And this became one of the things actually that gave impetus to the struggle for independence, because you had organized African peoples who had had the honor and privilege, if you may, of seeing how the French were performing in the war field, and who were organized and therefore had a totally different source of belief in terms of treating the French, who otherwise manifested themselves and depicted themselves as superior. So what happened at Camp Thierroy, and there is a beautiful film that has been made in the year 1988 by Sembene Osman. Sembene Osman, this great Senegalese filmmaker, has made a beautiful film that talks about what happened at Camp Thierroy in the year 1944, and tells us in that film, which I commend to everybody, he says that these were some of the things that ultimately led to the impetus that then was acquired by the struggle for decolonization, because there were people who were organized and came with a totally different philosophy of life. Which begs the question, therefore, what are the lessons that we ought to learn from initiatives such as Travailler Senegalese, and what happened at Camp Thierroy, and what happened in the area of compensation? And there are a number of things that deserve to be analyzed in order to situate this particular initiative in its proper historical context. Number one, that the entire colonial project had no limits. That the entire colonial project also entailed the use of African peoples for martial reasons. And that the abuse of African peoples in terms of their compensation, even when they were fighting for the colonizing powers, persisted. And this is why they were not paid as well as they should have been. This is why they were subjected to discrimination. This is why, even in times of war, they were exposed to the most dangerous situations. And this is why they were abused and used in a difficult environment. The second thing that emerges from this is that this was a modus operandi that was known throughout Europe, because it was happening in the French territory, and it was also happening elsewhere in other territories controlled by the European powers. And this was forced conscription. Forced conscription meant that you went into villages and simply took young men without their consent and barracked them out and made them to be spirited and transported to different parts of Europe, and then they would be taken into the war environment, and some of them were never to be found. Some of them have never been found. The third thing that emerges from that scenario is that the colonial period was also a period when people's labor was taken for granted. And what happened at Camp Thierroy is a perfect example of how this abuse was undertaken. The fourth thing is that even in a war situation, you are not only abused by those on whose behalf you are fighting, but you are also abused by the others who captured you. And this was very manifest between 1941 and 1944, when the Senegalese, and I use the word Senegalese to include others who are incorporated from different countries, were abused by the Nazis. And it is now historically recorded that even when prisoner exchanges were taking place, the French were never keen on having these dark-skinned people as being part of their prisoners of war. And this in itself is indicative of the discrimination that persisted in the area. And number five, we must also remember, therefore, that when they were making the claim that they ought to be compensated, it was out of this experience that really they had made a contribution. And it is not lost on me that, in fact, it is a contemporary issue. After Sembene Osman's film in 1988, there have now been claims and emerging claims that all those who served in the French army, particularly from Senegal, the Senegalese are the more organized, ought to be compensated. And that when one is talking about reparations, these are some of the things that should be factored in the compensation. Ultimately, it is to be remembered, and this is historically now recognized, that when history is written, it is now said, among other things, that these men who sacrificed for France ought to be recognized. And if one listened to some of the early speeches, particularly of Leopold Sédar Senghor, the first president of Senegal, he was very eloquent in talking about the contribution that the people who suffered at Camp Thiara made to the struggle for decolonization. And indeed, when in 1960s Leopold Sédar Senghor was talking about the Negritude movement, the reclaiming of people's dignity, it is some of the experiences that were manifested during that period that informed his Negritude movement. It is a sad thing in the history of what we now call Senegal and, of course, the surrounding countries whose sons particularly were taken away, used and abused by the French, used and abused by the Germans, and neglected not to be compensated as they should have been compensated. These are the issues that should be brought to the fore, particularly now that the issues of reparation and the issues of decolonization and the fight against neocolonization, we should always remind the imperial powers that they visited unforgettable pain on the peoples of the continent of Africa. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We continue with our interrogation of painful experiences in the continent of Africa. Travailleurs Senegalese is one of them. But we will come back again. Thank you very much.